Welcome to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast, brought to you by Criterion. Criterion is a global leader in assessment solutions, providing software for test development and delivery, as well as test development services for low to high stakes certification programs.
Today, we speak with Dr. Leslie Thomas, who for more than 20 years has been helping clients create certification programs to effectively measure and evaluate professional competence. In her role at Criterion, Dr. Thomas and her team work closely with clients to translate their business goals into a credentialing program that provides real value to their stakeholders, such as enhancing product adoption, helping customers and partners find qualified staff, and lowering support costs. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, you know, before we get into the meat of the conversation here, which is really about credentialing and certifications and things like that, how did you get into this space? It seems like such an interesting arena to be in.
It's definitely a niche area for sure. And I always joke that my mom still wonders what it is that I do. Luckily, my sister is a veterinarian and she can say Katie's a veterinarian. And then Leslie's just, I'm not sure really what she does. I got into it. I went into industrial organizational psychology and really liked the testing and measurement side of things. And so that's how I ended up in it.
So much can be said about tests, right? In our society, it's the way to measure, you know, competence and really understand whether someone knows something or doesn't know anything. And you have a whole generation of people that I would say struggle with trying to understand tests also in the first place. They're trying to understand, you know, how can we actually, you know, get better at testing? You know, are my skills being measured? And I think a lot of people don't understand there's actually a science to it, which takes a lot of work and a lot of understanding to even develop. So I think a big topic that's out there currently and a lot of people are talking about is artificial intelligence. You know, how is artificial intelligence going to affect skills, upskilling, and how are we going to actually have a workforce that's ready to take on a new skill that's going to transform practically everything? So my first question for you is, how can AI and tech companies use credentials to reskill and upskill the workforce?
Yeah, it's an important question. I think a lot of AI and tech companies have realized that, you know, offering training on its own is just not enough. And there are a couple reasons for that. One, trying to motivate people to make time to actually take the training has always been a challenge for many, many years. And the reason for this is, you know, what's urgent often takes precedent over what's important. And then another question or issue is, you know, how do you make sure that people that took the training actually have the knowledge and skills to use your technology effectively? And this is where certification really comes into play. The reason people are motivated to earn a type of credential that's going to get them a pay raise, a promotion, or get them hired into a new job. And there's been quite a bit of research in the industry that shows that employers really value certified people. In fact, especially with regard to tech companies. And because they value certified people, people are therefore motivated to earn a certification because employers value them. The other thing that certification does is a quality program will have a recertification or a renewal requirement. And what this does is it ensures on a consistent basis that the certificate is keeping their knowledge and skills up to date. So, you know, with technology changing as quickly as it is, it's not enough to say you knew how to use the technology 3 or 4 years ago. So an added benefit of certification is that it requires people to keep their skills and their knowledge up to date as part of that. And that helps drive that consistent, constant upskilling that we so much need these days.
Yeah, it's pretty. I know a lot of people when they hear artificial intelligence and AI, they're like, oh, is AI going to take my job? And I said, look, it possibly can, but the way to get ahead of it is to learn the tool, learn how to use AI in your field. And that requires upskilling, getting the right credentials. And I think this is an arena that many companies are still trying to figure out how to even start offering the skills because everything is so new. You create a software that runs on AI, and well, how do you train people to do it? Well, we just created the software last week. Now we have to start building actual credentialing programs to teach people how to use that software to maximize it. You know, you have something like ChatGPT, for example. It has a lot. You can do a lot with it, right? But, you know, how do you train people to actually use it effectively? That requires people to test, to trial, and to really understand, you know, how we can train people within particular fields to use it to their benefit. Whether you're a programmer who needs to use it to code, or you're a financial analyst that's using it to help with your financial planning. There's so many elements of it. So a big question, I think, with all of this is, you know, what makes a quality certification program? Anybody can go out there and start offering something. What, you know, how do you actually build one that's quality and actually is of value to somebody?
Yeah, it's a really important question. I think certifications are going to become a lot more popular, and it's going to be really important for employers and for people earning the certification to make sure it's a worthwhile program. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, employers really value certification. And because of that, sometimes programs will call themselves a certification when in fact they're not. A couple weeks ago, I was looking online and there was a program become an AI certified expert. And it only required you to go through 12 hours of training, starting with what is AI. And then you would earn a certification afterwards when it clearly didn't meet the quality and standards that are needed. So, just to talk about a few of them, the first one I mentioned earlier is a recertification or renewal requirement, because certification, in order to maintain it, requires that you maintain your level of competence over time, even as the job role and the technology changes. Another important part of a quality certification program is that they're securely administered. And what I mean by this is they are delivered in a proctored environment in which somebody is watching them to make sure that the person is only using their knowledge and skills in order to answer the test questions. Also, the IDs are typically checked to make sure that the person who is sitting for the exam is actually the person who is earning the credential. There's a whole industry out there that I didn't become aware of until I got into the credentialing space, of people taking exams for other people. So it's really important to have these exams administered in a secure environment. The reason for this is employers use them to make high stakes decisions, or decisions that matter, like who to hire, who to promote, who to give a pay raise. Also, certification programs should focus on skills validation. And what I mean by that is they should focus on what the person can do versus what they know, because that's really what employers value, is what the person can do on the job, that applied job knowledge. And in order to measure that, the exams themselves need to meet certain quality standards. So there are a number of standards within the testing industry best practices to ensure that tests are actually what we call psychometrically sound. And that means the test scores are valid, they are meaningful, and they measure what they're intended to measure. Also, that they're consistent as well. I think, you know, as certifications become more popular, it's going to be really, really important to be able to differentiate which ones are quality certifications versus those that aren't.
Yeah, it seems like nowadays, you know, anyone really with an idea can go online, start an online course, and start offering certificates. But it really takes a deep understanding of, first of all, how to teach, how to deliver content, and then secondly, how to test people for the actual ideas that they're learning. You know, it's not enough that, you know, I think people have gotten used to this idea of just taking a course, watching it a bunch of times, and then getting offered a certificate of completion, and then putting that on the resume. But that doesn't really show that you actually have the skills to do something like that, right? I mean, anybody can go out there and watch 25 hours of, you know, C++ programming or something. But at the end of the day, are they really a programmer if they haven't actually been tested for competence? You know, I don't know. Right. I wouldn't put my money on hiring that person.
Right.
So a big question is, why would these companies, AI companies, tech companies, why would they even want to develop a certification program in the first place when their business is something completely different?
Right. Well, and I'd say there's three main reasons I've seen. There's a lot of reasons, of course, but the main one I hear most of the time is they want to help customers and partners identify qualified staff. You know, as I mentioned earlier, certified people are more effective in the job. They get results faster and they do better quality work. And a lot of tech companies have a partner program in which the partner will go out and provide services kind of on behalf of the tech company. So they might work on implementations, and the tech company that develops certification wants to make sure that their partners have a certain number of staff that are certified, so that when they go out and do these implementations, they're done properly, they're successful, the customer has a good experience, because that reflects back on the company's brand and their credibility in the marketplace. Related to that, a lot of tech companies also develop certifications to lower their support costs. So, you know, again, for their customers and their partners in particular, they want to make sure that their people have a certain level of competence with the technology so that they are not over-relying on the tech company staff for this type of support, which can be very expensive. And then I'd say the last reason that's one of the more popular reasons is to enhance product adoption, both within the organization and also across the marketplace. You know, again, certified people are more likely to, you know, bring a technology implementation or a project to successful fruition, and therefore the company is more apt to, you know, get the most out of their technology investment, which is really, really important. In addition, certified people oftentimes end up being kind of an organic sales force for the tech company, because when they go and they join a new company, they're, of course, going to recommend the products in which they're certified. And so, you know, certifications, you know, provide a lot of times that organic sales sales force out there to help get the product adopted across the marketplace.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, those are amazing points. You know, if I was a company, a tech company, I would definitely want to have certifications out there in my name, because, you know, support costs are expensive. People are always constantly looking online for answers. They're finding, you know, they're pinging staff on LinkedIn trying to figure out how to use a software or tool. And if people have some sort of level of competence in adopting the tool or using the tool, it saves so much time and headache for everyone on the team and everywhere else. I haven't been on a team ever where everyone knows the tool in and out completely, right? There's always new features. There's always new things rolling out. And, you know, you want somebody on your team, if that's a core technology, to understand how it functions and also adopt as new features start coming out and new integrations and other things. So I think it's just such an added benefit for any company, you know, that's in the AI or tech space. What are some of the trends that you're seeing right now in credentialing space? A lot of things are happening. A lot of, you know, companies are emerging. You know, there's a huge demand to upskill the workforce at this moment, where so many new tools are coming out. You know, what are some of the trends?
I would say micro-credentials is definitely the hottest trend that we're seeing right now. I think this is because the nature of work is changing so quickly. You mentioned earlier ChatGPT, and there have been so many articles on how it's going to be able to do certain parts of a job role. So, for instance, writing marketing content. And, you know, more and more we're realizing that we really need a way to quickly upskill and reskill the workforce. And, you know, employers these days are hesitant to put somebody through, you know, a long time-intensive training course. So, you know, like a six-month course. So, you know, why not instead break that course or that training into smaller chunks that are more consumable, and then also add an assessment component to validate the skills. So a micro-credential is, you know, more narrowly focused training and assessment, or it can be assessment only, that has standalone value. This does a couple things. One, it makes it more consumable for the employees to take, because it's in more bite-sized chunks, if you will. It also provides motivation through incremental recognition. So, you know, each time somebody completes and earns a micro-credential, they earn that micro-credential and can start using it right away, which also provides value to the employer. So they get a lot of value out of that. The other thing it allows you to do is mix and match, because micro-credentials are more modular. And so you can actually personalize the training and assessment process. And it's also, micro-credentials are more aligned with skills. And the reason that's important is a lot of tech companies in particular are no longer requiring a four-year degree and are or transitioning into what we call skills-based hiring. And so those micro-credentials being more granular align with skills a lot more easily. And then last but not least, if you've got a number of related micro-credentials, you can also stack them for certification purposes. Now, the big caveat with that is that they need to meet all the quality standards that I meant earlier in terms of ensuring that the assessment components developed according to psychometric standards is administered in a secure environment and so forth. But they can also be used for certification purposes, which is oftentimes of interest. So I think with the nature, changing nature of work, micro-credentials are going to continue to be more and more popular within the industry. So it's definitely a trend worth watching.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's an amazing point about micro-credentials because, I mean, like you mentioned, ChatGPT, you know, it's like it came out and it just completely shifted the way everyone does everything, you know, especially in higher education where students are, you know, fast to adapt to it, start utilizing the tool. You know, all those professors need to understand how to navigate that environment. Right. But also on a daily basis from your job, you know, people that are producing marketing content, things like that, you know, it's not going to slow down, I don't think. I think we're just going to have these tools that are constantly coming out and changing the way we do things. So it's almost as if we have to have the mindset that learning, and this should be a mindset anyways, that learning mm-hmm. never stops. You have to constantly evolve on the job.
Right. I think that's true. And it's interesting, too, because I think the pandemic kind of accelerated these changes because it forced us to work remotely and employers automate a lot of things when they couldn't find staff. And, you know, because of this, you know, people need to learn these new knowledge and skills, and more organizations are offering training and alternative pathways to get to kind of the same spot. And they need to do this because our four-year institutions within the U.S. in particular aren't turning out a large enough pool of talent, especially with regard to technical skills. And so more and more people, I think, are going to take these kind of alternative educational pathways, you know, such as a boot camp, an apprenticeship, and online courses. And I think, you know, employers are going to need a common metric on which to evaluate people and compare job candidates. And I think certification is going to be that, you know, is that common metric and is going to be very much an integral part of, you know, the upskilling and reskilling efforts.
A lot of exciting things to look out for in the future, a lot of change, a lot of innovation. But I think if there's anything to be said about the future is to expect the unexpected.
Thank you for listening to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast brought to you by Criterion, where we provide platforms, software, and test development and delivery services for certification programs.